From Tidbits on September 1st, 2014, this is Replace a Dying iPhone 5 Battery, Take 2, by Josh Centers. I can't remember exactly when my iPhone 5's battery began to fail, which is often the trouble with such things. I do know that, after installing iOS 7, it seemed to die occasionally when hitting the 20% or 30% mark. What I had assumed was a software quirk was not only not fixed by any of the iOS 7 updates, but grew worse this summer. The battery had gotten so bad that it would even die in the 40% range and would sporadically drop several percentage points in a few seconds. With my AppleCare Plus plan due to expire soon and with a big project that requires iOS 8, I decided to pay my first visit to the vaunted Genius Bar. I'm no stranger to tinkering, but after Adam Inc.'s trials and tribulations replacing his iPhone 5 battery, I decided to err on the side of caution. My closest Apple store is about 90 minutes away, but I was going to be in the neighborhood anyway. Long story short, the Genius confirmed that yes, my battery was shot, but not so bad that it qualified for warranty replacement, which flabbergasted me. Apple will replace the battery under AppleCare Plus, but there's a catch in the terms and conditions. Quote, the capacity of the covered equipment's battery to hold an electrical charge has depleted 50% or more from its original specifications. In other words, unless your battery is half dead, you still have to pay the $79 replacement fee, which I decline to do because I'll probably have a new phone in about a month anyway, and had already paid $99 for AppleCare Plus. I decided to just deal with a dead battery until I heard about Apple replacing defective iPhone 5 batteries. I've been vindicated, I exclaimed to the empty room, since I bought my iPhone in the covered date range between September 2012 and January 2013, and its serial number is recognized by Apple's eligibility page. What I thought would be an easy fix turned out to be more of a headache than anticipated. First, instead of driving 90 minutes to the Apple Store, I decided to call a somewhat closer Apple-authorized service provider, which the battery recall support article lists as a possibility. But I was told no, they were not currently allowed to replace iPhone batteries under this program. Very well then, I once again said to the empty room, I shall return to the original Apple Store where I previously suffered defeat to reclaim victory. Then I whipped out the Apple Store app and made another appointment with the Genius Bar, hoping that I'd get exactly the same genius who wouldn't help me before, on the off chance I'd get an apology as well as a new battery. Alas, after the next 90-minute drive, not only did I not get the same genius, but it also wasn't a quick fix. The genius confirmed that my iPhone's serial number was included in the recall, verified that my battery was indeed defective, and then informed me that they were out of replacement batteries, but might have more in a day or two. It took a bit of willpower at this point not to be rude, since trying to get my battery fixed had already wasted hours of my time, and I had made an appointment. But it wasn't this guy's fault. I told him point blank that if I had to drive all the way back again, I probably wouldn't bother. He checked again to see if there might be a spare battery, but to no avail. However, he did tell me that more might be coming in that day if I could hang around the area. I agreed to do so and left my number with him. Thankfully, about an hour later, I got a call from the Apple Store telling me a battery had been reserved for me. So I rushed back, only to be told that it would take about 2 hours for them to replace it. At this point, I wasn't going to say no. Unfortunately, the mall surrounding this particular Apple Store has absolutely nothing I find interesting. No video game stores, no outdoor stores, no arcades, no movie theaters, not even a place to grab a burger. And thanks to a near-constant traffic jam surrounding the mall, I didn't dare venture far, though I did manage to find lunch. Thankfully, there's a happy ending. I did get a new battery, for free, or rather in exchange for 6 hours of my life. Why am I telling you my first world sob story? Because I know many of you have the same battery issue, and I want to help you avoid my mistakes. 1. Before leaving for the Apple Store, call first to make sure they have batteries in stock. 2. Ignore Apple's instructions to wipe content and settings from your iPhone. Unless you're carrying extremely sensitive information in plain view, there's no need, and you might want your phone to be functional while you wait. 3. Expect to wait a couple of hours. Either scout the area for something of interest, or bring along a book or something to work on. 4. Alternatively, you can opt to mail your iPhone into Apple, but you'll be without a phone for a few days. 5. If you don't have a local Apple Store and mailing it in isn't feasible, you can try following the steps Adam did and fix it yourself. What really irks me is that I had to make 2 trips in the first place. Apple should have just replaced the battery the first time. It would have saved both them and me a lot of time and trouble, not to mention helping that customer sat rating Tim Cook is supposedly obsessed with. Apple should make a choice, either cover batteries under AppleCare Plus completely, or make them user serviceable. I've heard compelling counter-arguments to both points. My pal Peter Cohen of iMore informed me that batteries were considered wearable parts, like a car's brake pads, and others have said that if batteries were user serviceable, they'd be smaller and have less capacity. Those are good points, but let's return to the ever-popular car comparison here. Manufacturer warranties don't usually cover brakes because they're designed to be worn out and replaced. But here's the thing. I can replace my car's brake pads and rotors myself, or take them to a third-party shop without voiding my warranty. To insist that a part is both non-user serviceable and not covered under warranty is unfair. More practically, Apple has numerous opportunities to improve the support process. Let's start with checking to see if my phone is covered by the recall. Why do I have to look up my serial number and type it in manually? Apple already has this information on file, and the Settings app could compare the serial number to a recall database on its own. Furthermore, why did I have to even write an article telling you how to check to see if your phone was covered? Shouldn't Apple have notified everyone who is covered via email, iMessage, or even a push notification, along the lines of those for software update? Let's proceed to the process of making the Genius Bar appointment. When you book via the Apple Store app, there's no machine-readable way of indicating what the problem might be, just a comment field, which I'm guessing rarely gets read. What if, at least for recalls like this, since Apple knows that my device is affected, the app provided a checkbox I could mark to indicate that I'm coming in for a battery? Then Apple could have iMessaged me that morning to let me know that the battery wasn't in stock and sent me another message later when it came in. Look, I'm a realist. I understand that no other company is likely to give me better service. If this had been one of the many Android phones, I'd be lucky to get any support at all 2 years out. And I commend Apple for the battery recall. It was a large-scale problem that the company could have easily ignored. But Apple has raised the bar, for itself and for us. If Tim Cook wants Apple to remain the exemplar of top-notch service, there's still work to be done. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.